Lord Jesus, would you prepare our hearts as we enter into this Lenten season now, so that it may be a productive time for us spiritually and an opportunity for us to grow closer to you. We ask this in your name.
Amen.
Please be seated. Many people who do not come from a liturgical background, a liturgical church like the Anglican Church, may well often wonder, why do we have services like Ash Wednesday? They wonder why we have a special time of the year to focus on penitence, fasting, prayer, and the more somber aspects of our faith. After all, didn't Christ rise from the dead and give us new life? Shouldn't we be focusing on our spiritual lives, paying attention to our sins, and doing all the other Lenten things all year round? And the answer to that, obviously, is yes, we should. But I like to think of it as Lent is kind of a purchase, like purchasing a new car. When you purchase a new car, they recommend that you bring it in for regular maintenance. And they put you on a schedule to bring your car in to get it worked on. And whenever we do that, the mechanic usually finds something that needs to be tweaked, that needs to be worked on. Sometimes it needs fixing, sometimes it's worse than that. We normally bring our cars to get worked on when something is wrong with them, but sometimes we don't know if there's something wrong with our cars. It's the same with Lent. This season is the time for us to take stock of our spiritual lives. It's to bring them to the divine mechanic, Jesus, and to have him check us out. It could be that we might need help in facing temptation or with our spiritual disciplines or with some besetting sin. God has given us some tools to use to help fix that which is broken within us. Some of those tools are listed in our gospel lesson today. Certainly one tool God gives us is the tool of prayer. Prayer can help us to focus on God and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things in our lives that might need to be changed or worked on. The more we give ourselves to prayer and with the Lord, the more we have communion with God and the more we have power in our spiritual lives. Another tool God gives us is that of fasting. This is often a neglected aspect of the Christian spiritual discipline. Fasting is simply going without food for a meal or more, and replacing that meal with some sort of spiritual exercise, like prayer or Bible reading or meditation or something like that. Fasting helps remind us that we are not to be controlled or to be centered on the things of this world, especially what we eat. Now, some people wonder about fasting when it comes to taking medications and that sort of thing, and so church has often made a little allowance for that by encouraging people, if they want to fast, to perhaps eat one big meal and then a couple of smaller meals that might be the equivalent of a regular meal, and then in that way perhaps helping to fulfill that idea of fasting while at the same time providing the food we might need to take medications. Whatever the case may be, the important thing is to ask the Lord what he would have you to do in regard to fasting during this Lenten season. Giving is another tool that God has given to us to help us to grow spiritually. By giving of our resources to the church and to others in need, we remind ourselves that all things come from God and that we are simply giving back to God a portion of that which he has given to us. Giving helps rid us of our sinful natures of that selfishness that so pervades them. Reading the Bible is also another key tool that God gives to us. The Bible says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." David wrote in one of the Psalms, "Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." As we get into the word of God and get the word of God into us, then we have the power of the life-changing scriptures to guide us and to encourage us to holy living. I'm so pleased that a number of our members are involved in a Bible study right now, which is reading through the Bible in 90 days. And I'm sure that's going to be a great benefit to them as they do that. How much time do we spend reading the Bible? How much time do we spend reading the National Enquirer or the latest racy novel or something on the internet? But we can't seem to find time to read the living Word of God. We find time to watch Survivor, but we can't find the time to read the writings of one of the greatest survivors, the Apostle Paul. Some people find a tool for Lent in giving up something precious to them during the 40 days of Lent. And of course, that's not counting Sundays, but the 40 days of Lent are really those days in between the Sundays. And I read something this week that was kind of funny. It said, roses are red, Catholics are blue, because Valentine's Day is here, and it's on Ash Wednesday too. See, Catholics are forbidden from eating meat on Ash Wednesday, and instead they're encouraged to fast, and some Anglicans follow that tradition as well. The temptation is to think that we are really spiritual if we do that and can become prideful about it. We can become like those mentioned in the Gospel who prayed and gave alms in a public way, but we're not to do that in order to be seen by other people. When we leave with our ash crosses on our foreheads, some think that they should wash them off immediately so as they're not guilty of practicing their piety before others. In reality, the ashes can be a great witnessing tool when someone comes up to you and says, hey, did you know your forehead is dirty? You can tell them, well, it's not dirty. Let me explain what's on my forehead. Whether you keep the ashes on or wash them off really doesn't matter so much to God. What's important is the attitude of your heart as you receive them. So Lent is all about examining our spiritual lives and seeing what needs fixing, and then set about using the tools that God has given us to fix our spiritual lives. In a moment, we're going to be receiving the ashes on our forehead, and people wonder why you do that. And the ashes, which are taken from the burned up palms from last year's Palm Sunday service, are a way of reminding us that we are mortal, that our bodies are slowly decaying and one day will turn to dust. While our bodies are decaying away, at the same time, our spirits are alive in Christ. The cross reminds us that our spirits have been redeemed by Christ and His death on the cross. He has taken away the darkness of our sin and has given us new life. So while the ashes represent our sinful nature, the body which leads to death, the cross reminds us that we have a new life in Jesus. He has taken away our sins and given us a new start in life. We are marked with the sign of the cross in oil at our baptism. And we're reminded that as that oil cross is placed on us, that we have been redeemed by Christ and we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. And it reminds us that we are part of the family of God. And so when I put the ash cross on our foreheads, in a sense, I'm putting the ash cross on top of the oil cross. While the black ashes remind us of our mortality, the oil cross reminds us that we have been redeemed, even though we still struggle with sin. So I'm going to encourage you throughout this 40-day period of Lent to make it an opportunity for you to examine your spiritual life and to draw closer to Christ each day during this time. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to reflect upon our spiritual nature, to take our lives to that divine mechanic, Jesus, so that we can rid ourselves of anything that might be separating us from Him, anything that might be keeping us from a closer relationship with you. Would you help us throughout this period to maintain our spiritual disciplines? Would you help us to live a life that is reflective of the life that you call us to live during this season? And ultimately, Lord, would you fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we might have the power to do the things that you want us to do? We ask this in your name. Amen.